This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1744. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 23rd, Albania, Algeria, Australia, Bhutan, Bolivia, China, Colombia, Diego Garcia, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, Korea South, Kurdistan, North America, Oman, Puerto Rico, Sarawak, Somalia, Spain, Sweden, Taiwan, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The week of confusion is upon us. From the last Sunday in October to the first Sunday in November, because the new B14 shortwave season starts on October 26th, which means you may not hear the stations you've been expecting to hear at the same time and on the same frequencies as they have been on for the past 7 months in the A14 season. Many European broadcasters make a one-hour shift because of local daylight saving time, which is really irrelevant elsewhere in the world. And North America does the same, but 1 week later. As always, the times we give on this program, unless occasionally otherwise specified, are coordinated universal time, UT, or GMT, which is unchanged depending on daylight shifting, but the real times of programming do shift 1 hour in many cases. And we'll be giving a number of new B14 schedules for various broadcasters, starting with Radio Tirana, Albania. They still have only two English broadcasts left, fortunately one of them for North America. It's 1 hour later now at 0230 to 03 UT, and the winter frequency is 7425, replacing 9845 1 hour earlier. The other English broadcast to Europe is at 21 to 21:30 on 7465. Radio Tirana also broadcasts in French, Italian, and German. I'll just give you the Albanian language broadcast to Europe at 08 to 10 on 7390 and to North America at midnight to 01 on 7465. All of these now are on the same azimuth, 310 degrees, which is fortunately good both for the UK and North America, with a 100 kilowatt transmitter. As we mentioned last week, Ireland has decided to keep its long-wave transmitter on the air until January, 252 kilohertz, because of massive protests against cutting it off at the end of October. However, already there's some interference being heard on the same frequency, 252, coming from Algeria, which may be testing a new transmitter. A 1 kilohertz tone was heard October 17th at midnight 30, says Wolfgang Büschel, listening via receiver in Italy. He says that 252 transmitter has been refurbished in past months. A new solid state from Tranradio, the former Telefunken unit, and also a rebuilt longwave antenna by Ampegon, Schifferstadt, Germany. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports hearing an unscheduled 5-minute newscast in French from Radio Australia, October 17th at 0600 UT on a South Pacific frequency instead of English, 11945. Not only on Friday, October 10th, but again on Thursday, October 16th, I found one Radio Australia frequency playing nothing but Waltzing Matilda for a full hour, 13 to 14 UT on 5995. That's the low-power transmitter in Brandon, Queensland. Not at all clear why they do this occasionally. Radio Australia's online program guide is not to be believed. I've heard different programming than what it shows, especially on Fridays. Last time I checked, it showed The World, which is TV news, at 11 UT. Nothing until 13 UT Unearthed, the music program from the Triple J network, which lasts 4 hours. However, what I actually heard on Friday, October 17th, after 12 UT, was Jazz Up Late, followed at 13:30 by Overnight on Classic 2 and ABC Classic FM. That is, more or less, classical music, at least on Fridays. Wolfgang Büschel, employing his own receiver in Stuttgart, Germany, reports a nice reception from BBS Timpu Bhutan on a clear frequency, 45 hertz below 6035, at midnight 30 UT, October 19th, with some typical Himalayan music. From Lima, Peru, Pedro F. Arunatigui, in his monthly Chasquidiax report, says he heard Radio Panamericana in La Paz, Bolivia, 350 hertz above 6105 on several mornings in October, as early as 10:40 and as late as 12:05 UT with poor reception. He says, it's been some time since I've heard it. It's blocked before 11 UT by a broadcast in Chinese, and there was also interference blocking it after 1200. But he did catch an ID saying La Red Panamericana del Interior del País. Our most reliable Asian on 60 meters in the mornings here is Voice of Strait from Fuzhou, China, 4940. However, it's often notably off frequency. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has observed October 21st at 1440, it was 44 hertz below 4940 using a remote receiver in Japan. But on an earlier occasion, also listening via Japan, October 10th at 1537, it was exactly on frequency 4940, leading him to suspect they may be using two different transmitters. Last week, we reported Al Caravan Radio, Colombia, missing from 5910 due to transmitter problems, but I was hearing it again around 06 UT on October 20th with an EST time check amid the music, but no ID, but I'm sure that's what it was. However, it was not as strong as it used to be, and it's slightly off frequency to the high side. When last heard October 12th after 06, Wolfgang Büschel measured it 63 hertz above 5910. I'm often monitoring after 01 UT, so I check for American Forces Network Diego Garcia on 12759 USB, but rarely hear it. I finally did on October 17th, making a rare appearance after 0102, and still hearing it at 0156 as it was coming in a little bit stronger, mostly music, but with some American military PSAs, announcements by the local DJs in their morning show, apparently. 24 hours later, it was barely audible by 0155. Jim Andrew in Houston, Texas, also heard it at a different time, 1240 UT, October 19th, with a very light signal, but modulation well visible on his software-defined radio in English with pop music. After many months of silence, Radio Nacional de Guinea Equatorial has reactivated from Bata on 5005. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports it October 11th at 2229 to 2245 in vernacular with African pops and a good signal. Also heard by Mauro Giroletti in Italy October 13th at 0430, measured on 5004. 0.9 with African music, but a very poor signal. Following our info last week, DJ Spacewalker of Radio Space Shuttle International notified BCL News that he was on the air 3905, 1724 UT, on October 17th, and also reported October 19th at 0910 by Frank Bast in France on 9269.6 with an English ID and pirate music. Via Mike Terry, Advance Info from FRS Holland said they would be on the air Sunday, October 26th with a full broadcast between 0852 and 1500 UT on 7700 parallel to 9300 kilohertz. Last week we had an early version of Deutsche Welle's B14 schedule, showing English broadcasts still to Africa in the evenings or our afternoons, but a later version does not show those broadcasts. Steve Luce in Houston, Texas, points out that from the DW website, it confirms no more evening English to Africa. There will, however, be English hours in the mornings or late at night here at 04, 05, and 07 UT. And here are the frequencies. At 04 to 05 via Rwanda on 7425, 9600, and 9800. And in fact, the same at 05 to 06, or ending 3 minutes earlier in some cases. While at 07 to 08, the Kigali frequencies are 9800, 12005, 15275, and 17800. But there's an additional transmitter site for each of these. At 04, the UAE on 15275. At 05, Madagascar on 15275. While the 07 hour is actually split between Kigali and another site on the same frequency, 17800. The first half hour via Armenia, and then back to Rwanda. Strange frequencies coming out of Avalos, Greece in the ERT open service. The longtime frequency 9420, as I believe I mentioned before, had shifted 2 kilohertz on one occasion to 9418. But on October 22nd, it was 5 kilohertz down all the way to 9415. Tarek Zaidan in Cairo found it there at 0445, as did I at 0550, although it went to dead air a few minutes later. And it was still on 9415 that evening, as reported by Wolfgang Büschel, with live coverage of European Championship League football matches, when it was parallel to 9935 and 15650, while in the morning when I heard it, it was parallel to 11645. Something else odd from Dan Sheedy on Moonlight Beach, California. Indonesian chatters heard on 11425 USB, October 9th, 10th, 14th, and 15th, between 1350 and 1415 UT. He says Googling 11425 Indonesian SSB brought up a few links for this crew, thanks to a radio reference forums thread on 4 May 2012, with info from contributors RidgeScan, Token, Brandon, and ZL2TAW for links to similar operations on 7 MHz. Apparently, the Region 3 IARU Intruder Watch has these 7 MHz chatters described as daily operations and village radio. But apparently they're using another band. He says 11425 is usually the strongest of several frequencies in use during the monitoring period. And here are all those frequencies in the 11400s, even 405, 10, 15, 20, 35, 40, 50, 55, 60, and 11465. Mostly chat in Bahasa Indonesia, or chanting, more like droning, and an occasional musical selection. I tuned around for these as well and was able to hear one with basically two-tone chanting between 1341 and 1353, October 22nd, on 11425. Now, backing up to an earlier report from Dan Sheedy about this, dated October 8th, 11410 to 11455 USB at 1421. Two Indonesians chatting and SSB, occasional music, stations on nearly every 5 kHz channel, sounding very similar to stations heard on 7000 to 7120 LSB nearly every morning between 1330 and 1430. So perhaps Indonesian freebanders. Kind of interesting, heard pretty much daily on 40 meters, but the first time for me on 25 meters. I wonder what it's all about. What's Bahasa Indonesia for hokey pokey? You're listening to World of Radio number 1744. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tom McLaughlin in Lubbock, Texas, who makes an annual contribution in memory of Gigi Lytle. It was sent to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Such contributions, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, help to cover our expenses for this non-commercial program and non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Looking over the B-14 schedule for KBS World Radio, Alan Rowe in England says, of particular interest to Europeans is the reactivation of the Wooferton Relay for English at 22 to 22:30. That's only half a broadcast on 3955. Also listed are new Bulgarian relays in English for an hour at 19 to 20 UT on 5885 and 5935. However, he thinks those may be an error and could be in French and German instead of English. We shall soon find out. Here in deep North America, we've been enjoying much improved reception from Radio Dengue Kurdistan, transmitted via Pridnestrovia on 11510, especially during their mostly music hour at 13 to 14 UT. But doing us one better is Robin Harwood in Tasmania, who's heard the second harmonic of this transmitter on 23020. He says, the fundamental was over S9. The second harmonic fades in and out, but peaks occasionally at S8. This was October 22nd at 1044 UT. Oh, he was actually listening via the web receiver in the Netherlands. Some more logs and some slightly different frequencies from the Hattie Christian Pro Yahweh Pirate Station YHWH. Fibber in Salem, Oregon reports hearing it on 15655, October 15th at 2217 UT. A solid SIO 544 signal. He says they mentioned California and California time, which ties in with our assumption that it's probably coming from the West Coast, judging from the signal strength patterns. Abrupt sign-off at 2226. Also reported on 9610 by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, the NASA flash sheet, October 13th at 0235. And also YHWH on 5795, says Dan Sheedy in California, October 18th at 0207, a way better signal than when they're on 31 meters, which is another hint they're probably in California or vicinity. Dan Sheedy in California also reports an NID on 15144, October 18th from midnight 57 until off around 0132. Sounded like Quran across the top of the hour. That's identified by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria as Radio Sultanate of Oman, which, of course, ought to be on 15140, but not at that hour when it's supposed to be on 9500. Anyhow, he was hearing 15144 all day on October 17th, including the English broadcast at 1400, then Arabic, at least until 2200. Previously, they've jumped up to 15150. Marty Delphine in Spain has bad news from Puerto Rico. The only English language radio station, which has been on the air for 37 years, WOSO 1030, announced that the Electrical Power Authority there shut down their transmitter for non-payment of their electrical bills. The economic crisis is sinking that island. Also, the Univision affiliate on Channel 11 fired 109 staffers. A sad day for all WOSO Radio family, said their Facebook page. We are officially shut down after 37 years serving the community. The state of the economy and loss of revenue for the past 8 years took us to where we are right now. We thank all our listeners, clients, and friends that were with us along this journey. The originality of WOSO Radio will never be repeated. Be well, and thanks for everything, said General Manager Sherman Wildman. Following up last week's report about a different pattern of frequency usage by Radio Free Sarawak between 11 and 12:30 UT, Ivo Ivanov monitored them from October 11th through 17th, and it was never the same from one day to the next, but they jump around among three different frequencies during that sesquihour, including 15425, 460, 430, 420. Looking through B-14 schedules, Ivo Ivanov concludes that radio ERGO, Somali clandestine in that language, will be off shortwave after the October 25th broadcast. Since it's not in the B-14 Babcock schedule, listen on 13685 via the UAE at 0830 to 0930. After a one-day delay, we finally found the first virtual broadcast in English from Radio Exterior de España only on the web, now that they're gone from shortwave and cut to only half an hour. It was October 15th and was mostly operatic music, which is an easy way to fill time without much effort with only a few announcements. Mike Cooper says this and the French broadcast are 30 minutes and consist of feature material, no news or current events content. The first English broadcast began with a funeral march for the end of shortwave after 70 years. By the way, it was chopped off in the middle of an aria at the 30-minute mark. Alan Rowe monitored the overnight so-called live webcasting of foreign languages and found English was at 22:30 and again at 0105 UT for only 25 minutes, alternating with Arabic, French, Russian, and Portuguese. The 25-minute broadcasts on the hour are because there's 5 minutes of news in Spanish inserted at the tops of the hours. He says the shorter English broadcast was achieved by simply fading out the program after 25 minutes. Mike Terry forwards news from the Alex Anderson alternator station in Sweden on VLF 17.2 kHz about a special transmission expected for United Nations Day, October 24th at 10 UT. Started tuning up about half an hour earlier. A message written by students in Denmark. Alan Pennington in the British DS Club finds info from PCJ Media and PC Radio Facebook about a change in the Sound or Song of India program, which had been during October on 11.25 kHz via Sri Lanka. Starting in November, it's moving to shortwave, 13.725, and the time shifts for 1 hour starting at 12.58 UT on Saturdays. Via Hans-Jürg Biener and Mike Terry, the BBC Media Center, October 20th, reports a new director has been appointed for the BBC World Service Group. She is Francesca Unsworth. She says, "I promise to be the guardian of the best of BBC's values of independence, impartiality, and fairness in our international services, while continuing the successful modernization of the World Service Group to take our journalism to new audiences worldwide." That new experimental station I mentioned last week on 1750 kHz in Victor, New York, WH2XDE, was just getting underway as I recorded last week on a Wednesday evening. UT October 16th, it was being widely reported in eastern North America as far as Fayette County, Tennessee, the next night by Brandon Jordan, who was hearing it from midnight 26 UT. Tune in until it went off at 0324. The code ID is approximately every 10 minutes as WH2XDE, 1, and 1 kilohertz test tones. And the station even carried World of Radio from 0219 to 0247, more code IDs, and played the Star Spangled Banner at 0323 before IDing off the air at 0324. The operator of the station, Jerry Whitney, tells me about his further plans. I've received about 15 reports. The signal was poor, so I'm taking another look at the antenna arrangement. No continuous operation yet, but a few other stations on the license operated Saturday evening to compare notes. The plan, subject to change, would be to operate Wednesday evenings from 8 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That's currently midnight to 04 UT Thursdays every week on 1750. There are no digital modes yet until I get the antenna working properly. And Mauricio Molano in Salamanca, Spain, says he also heard it on the original broadcast, as well as the other stations, WH2XDE Slant 2 on 1747.5. There were three or maybe four different operators, another on 1740. I myself have still not managed to hear it, but I do manage to pull in some of those extremely low-power HIFR beacons on the 13 megahertz ISM band. There are five of them I've heard a number of times on slightly different frequencies, including GNK in Madison, Wisconsin on 13564. But now I've heard another one, 1 kilohertz below that, 13563, sending SZX over and over. And according to the LWCA list, it's in Macomb, Illinois. This was October 20th at 1440. Harold Froge in Michigan keeps hearing a studio relay for KLDE-FM in El Dorado, Texas on 25990 FM. He kept listening, and on October 22nd, during the Texas State Network News at 1856, he heard an ID for this particular transmitter as WQGY-434. That's the one listed by the FCC, not in El Dorado, but over 200 miles away in Dallas, Texas, and which previously carried WBAP or KSCS. We're still scratching our heads about why this little station in El Dorado, San Angelo, is being carried by the Dallas transmitter, if that's really where it still is. Starting next week, November 1st, World of Radio on WRN English to Europe via satellite will be one UT hour later to appear to stay at the same local time, Saturdays at 1000 UT. And you can also hear a bit of me Sundays before 1030 UT when the program is Media Network Plus. On Alan Weiner Worldwide, I heard that on Halloween Eve, Friday, UT Saturday, November 1st, some of the WBCQ shortwave frequencies will be taken over by Jason for a special Halloween tribute to Wolfman Jack. Also that same evening, October 31st, starting at 23 UT, a brand new service debuts on WRMI and on a new frequency, 9395, shortwave's newest broadcaster, Global 24 Radio, which, as the name implies, will be on 24/7 with a variety of commercial programming, but no details yet. From HFCC registrations via BCDX, the antenna headings for this will be 315 degrees across North America from midnight to 12 UT and 355 from 12 to midnight, although Jeff White says we may experiment with some different antennas. The secondary target is Europe. On some occasions, October 16th and 18th, but not every night, I found WINB on the air much later than usual with religious programming after 0600 on 9265. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 15 and 4 October 23rd. Solar flux also peaking at 180 October 24th and dropping off to 110 by November 8th, back up to 150 November 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1744.